And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Beyond the Old. Beyond the Old. Plus, I found a DDD that's kind of going to come at it from a different point of view, just called Good Advice. Good Advice. And then we're going to answer the question, why don't Christians just coexist? Why don't they just stay silent? I have an answer for that. And then we'll close with today's Facebook post, A Little Longer.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. That's okay. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. That's just fun. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. We're asking you who. What do you think? You can give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. For those that are Bible scholars out there, we got a couple of them. I just want to know if you actually know how many days from the resurrection to the ascension of Jesus Christ. Just testing the old Bible knowledge, 866-577-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE you can call. But the bottom line is, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
My soul to keep me through your grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Correspondent Jonathan Drew reports Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has entered a plea in his court-martial before a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Bo Bergdahl entered guilty pleas to the two charges he faced, which were misbehavior before the enemy and desertion. He had previously acknowledged walking off a remote post in Afghanistan in 2009 without authorization, and prosecutors had charged him with these offenses in order to hold him accountable for putting fellow service members in harm's way. His disappearance had triggered a huge search and rescue effort, and several service members were wounded searching for him.
His punishment will be up to a military judge when he's sentenced later this month. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 85 points to 22,957. The NASDAQ rose 18. The S&P advanced 4. Crude oil up to $51.87 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who is destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Price friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, you missed yesterday's meeting. You said you'd be there.
True, Mr. Employee of the Month, but yesterday was opposite day, so when I said I was going, I actually meant I wasn't.
Wait, opposite day? So everything you said yesterday had the opposite meaning?
Right.
So, wait, when you told me you didn't have pink eye...
I actually have a raging case of it.
And when you said you finished the Q3 reports...
Haven't even started them.
Oh, well then, that must mean that when you were asking for a raise, you were really asking for a pay cut.
Touché, Mr. Employee of the Month. Touché.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the National Job Boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. But if you want Employees of the Month, go where smart local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. The answer for those that were not sure, the difference between the resurrection and the ascension. Do you know how many days that is, Agent Squires? Do you have any idea? How many days did Jesus go on his fast when he was brought out into the desert by the Holy Spirit and tempted by Satan? How many years were the children of Israel in the desert? Yeah, it's 40. That's the answer. 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. Wowza. 50 days between the ascension and Pentecost. That's why 50 is associated with Pentecost. Ah! Just making sure people know what's going on. Like, really? Is that there? Yeah, that's there. Let's go over a couple of things. Things you are aware of. Big shout out to our good friend Adam Hamill taking over for Eric and Ingrid Holloway. He now owns with them Excalibur Roofing, plus he owns Alive Solar. And Alive Solar is the umbrella. So they do everything solar. And I'll tell you right now, he doesn't do any marketing for the solar. He just is doing marketing for the roofing. But that's only because he's got so much solar work because it's all word of mouth for him. He's doing really good. But he's now in the roofing business as well, so that the roofing and the construction and the repairs can go with the solar, putting it all under one umbrella. Or wait, all under one roof. Ah, gotta love that. That's a good one. Get in touch with Adam. You can go to AliveSolar.com. 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 Tell Adam you heard it here on the David Spoon Experience. That won't get you a discount, but it might get you a lollipop. You never know. All right, we're going to get into what's bugging me. It's not going to be one that people like, and I'm not asking people about it. So here we go. What's bugging me? Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli Termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Here's what's bugging me. You're not going to believe this. So you're not really supposed to talk about different procedures that you go through on the air. That's what they tell me. So when I go and do my colonoscopy on Friday, Here's what I have found out when I have talked to all my friends. Ready? Now, I've talked to everybody, not my family. My family doesn't know. But my friends, all the people, coworkers. Ready? Ready? Watch this. Colonoscopy. Every woman, I am not joking, every woman has said, no big deal. Every guy has went, You know what's bugging me? The guys. I like what the women are saying. I don't like what the guys are saying. And by the way, they have a new mix, I guess. Instead of drinking 1,400 gallons of that whatever stuff, you only have to drink a gallon or something. Not as much. I don't know. I'll let you know. A week from today, I'll let you know what I think. Probably not going to be high up on the list. On the other hand, a week from today, we're going to have Mark Finnegan on. He's the pastor of a new church sent out by Harvest, Harvest Fellowship. That's going to be pretty cool stuff. We'll talk about that. His wife, him, and Shannon are going to join us. So that should be fun. Because we'll talk, I think it's Life Point Church. If I said that wrong, we'll get it right then. But I'm just saying that'll be a lot of fun. He's kind of an active forward guy, which I love. Because then you know he's going to be like, all right, let's get to work. Let's do the things. But then you have that feeling that his wife's going to go, let's be balanced. I get that. I totally understand that. All right, those are those two. Let's get into this. Our DDD called Beyond the Old. Beyond the Old, Haggai chapter 2. We're going to start, it's actually 3 through 9, but we're going to start with verse 3. Who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? The question is asked to those who have been around. Who saw this before? Who saw what we were doing before? That doesn't look very impressive. See, one of the things that happens is when we have a project, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you know, there's a great sitcom on called Happy Days, right? Remember Happy Days? You got the Fonz, you got Richie, you got, you know, Potsy, you got all those guys, right? Ralphie. All of that was called Happy Days. Do you know why it was called Happy Days? Okay, now you're going to give me the standard answer because back then things were simpler. And I'm going to give you another answer. That's because back then was back then. And always in some capacity when things are good, we over-romanticize back then. That we do that. You know, it's easy to think of it not in the same kind of terms. But here, in this passage in Haggai, the question is being asked, who saw this when we did this before? Doesn't this current work look like nothing? It looks like nothing. There's nothing going on. It doesn't seem very impressive now, right? Aha! Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. And work. For I am with you, declares the Lord, and this is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Get ready. We're getting ready for the big buildup. So initially, when they're looking at what they're doing on the rebuilding of the temple, they're like, doesn't this look, you know, pathetic compared to what the temple used to be? This is nothing, right? Well, get this, folks. Be strong about it because I'm with you and my spirit is with you and you have nothing to be afraid of. Be strong in your faith. Be strong in your attitude. Be strong in your commitment. And then verse 9 comes into play. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. They had a new temple they were building, but compared to the old temple, it looked like phooey. And the old people who were looking at it were like, oh, it's terrible. And God's like, take a look at that. That looks like nothing, right? It's not very impressive, right? Get this, folks. I'm with you and my spirit's with you. And because I'm with you and my spirit's with you, you're going to see this house, which looks like nothing now, is going to be greater than the house in the past. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. What God is going to do is going to be greater than what God has done in the temple. Ooh, doggy. Now, there is no single work greater than the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, except, you know, that eternity with God thing, because that's the whole purpose of it. I mean, you can kind of tie them in. But the bottom line is, what God is working on in your life right now might seem insequential, might seem small. Oh, that seems like such a little thing. Oh, that guy sent an email. Who knows what'll happen with that? Who cares? It's a little thing. But God is able to take these littlest of things and make them beyond the old, somehow beyond the glory of the past. And if you think that God has done great things in your life in the past, I got a message for you. Because he's with you, because the Holy Spirit is with you, because you and I don't have to walk in fear, the things that God will do are better and greater than the things he's done in the past. And you think, well, how do you get that out of that? Well, look at the glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. But Dave, they're talking about the temple, right? So in theology, there is the DAP concept, dynamic application principle, and it could equally involve your life, something that God is working on that you think is insignificant, that God is going to utilize to be greater. I'd done a lot of ministry before I came into radio, and I had no idea that the ministry that came out of radio would be even more far-reaching, even greater far-reaching, greater in its depth and comprehension than the ministry I had already done. Because I couldn't see. Open up your eyes. What God is going to do is greater than your mind is imagining, because God is greater unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. God can do more than you can even come up with. So whatever it was, whatever it is, means nothing to what God can make it. Have a little faith. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. President Trump made a very important point in his response to the recent shooting in Las Vegas when he called it an act of pure evil. The judgment of evil here, real evil, should be beyond dispute. Evil is a fact, too. The secular worldview cannot use the word with coherence or sense. The acknowledgement of evil actually requires the affirmation of a moral judgment and a moral reality above human judgment. If we are just accidental beings in an accidental universe, nothing can be really evil. Evil points to a necessary moral judgment made by a moral authority greater than we are, God. It is both telling and reassuring that secular people, faced with the moral horror we now see in Las Vegas, can still speak of evil as a moral fact, even if they continue to deny moral facts in the classrooms and courtrooms. No one can deny that the horror in Las Vegas came about by an act that was evil, pure evil, and evil as a fact. I'm Albert Moeller.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. For those that don't know what's going on, don't know what's going on. Two things. I wrote an email to my professor today, and then I read it after I wrote it, and then I sent it. And then I thought, maybe I should spell check that. Maybe I should look at the grammar. You know, these are, you know, PhD professors. Maybe they'd appreciate that. It really does look like I did a full voice recognition and sent it off to, you know, my brother. It wasn't done very well. The reason that I bring that up is because I am not writing very well today. Apparently, I'm not speaking very well either, since I've said about 16 things wrong in the first two segments. But I'm working at it. So what do you want me to do? Things to let you know. We, for those that do not know, this is the, third week. Next week's the second. Then we'll be in our last week of the radio show, the David Spoon Experience, going to be ending on November 3rd here in San Diego. It's going to be the end of the show. Not the end of the things I'm doing. Not the end of opportunities and careers and offers. Just the end of this show in San Diego. That's all that is. We'll see what happens. A couple things to let you know while we're getting there. One of our key sponsors, Sam Rasul, going to be in on Thursday. Sam is a fantastic man of God. No, he's not perfect. He does a great job working with people in real estate. If you're buying or selling a house and you got something going on in California, he's your guy. He takes 25% of his commish, which is not a bad commish, right? He takes 25% of what he gets, gross, the gross amount, and he gives that to whatever ministry or church you want. If you've got a house and need some fix-up, Sam will forward up to $25,000 so you can fix up the house so it can sell faster. He takes the money back out at the close of escrow, does not charge any interest, called the Fix-It Program. Plus, if you need somebody to come out and talk to you, you don't want to just do it by the phone, Sam will do that. No obligation to sign with him. ThinkSam.com. 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 See, that gets stuck in your brain. Then you think real estate. Think Sam. Real estate. Think Sam. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And we know that sometimes you hear these things, and maybe it's somebody you're working with or somebody you know, and in lieu of that, you want to get them towards Sam. So we just tell you to send them to Sam. There you go. Thank you very much. Send them over there. Darn tootin'. Okay, got that done. Taking care of him. I do want to let you know, this was given to me the other day. For those that do not know, Chuck Swindoll is going to be interviewing Eric Metaxas. Eric Metaxas has been on the show. Eric's really, really funny guy. When we had him on the interview, you know what he was doing? He was trying to get his cat out of the tree. I thought that was funny. He's got a book he's promoting. What are you doing? Getting my cat out of the tree. Anyway, he wrote a book about Martin Luther, and on the 17th of October, he's going to be doing an interview, Chuck Swindoll, with Eric Metaxas on Insight for Living Ministry. Should be pretty cool, right? Stuff like that's cool. We like it. We're good for it. All right, let's get into this DDD. This is going to come from an angle you have not seen, or you typically will not see, because I am actually going to give you a DDD that is really connected to somebody who we would not follow or agree with, but there was some good insight in here. This is entitled Good Advice. Acts chapter 19, verse 35 through 37 says this. Finally, the city clerk quieted the crowd and declared, "Men of Ephesus, doesn't everyone know that the city of Ephesus is guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image?" All right, this is a big uproar. These guys were really upset. There was a coppersmith, Alexander the coppersmith, who was really upset because they were losing business because Paul was preaching that idols that are made by hands aren't real. They're not true. They're false. And he was so mad because they were losing money. And apparently he was in charge of their union. That's apparently what that is. And they, you know, grabbed his friends and they brought him in front of the city clerk and they're shouting and they're mad and they're upset and they're going to lose money and they're going to lose their living. And the whole crowd was freaking out. Although scripture says a lot of people were there. They didn't even know why they were there. That's kind of a mob mentality. They don't even know what's going on. And so this is the city clerk quieting everybody down because everybody's freaking out. Okay. And the city clerk's like, you know, quiets the crowd down. It's the men of Ephesus. Doesn't everybody know the city of Ephesus is the guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image, which fell from heaven? Since these things are undeniable, you ought to be calm and not do anything rash. For you have brought these men here, though they have neither robbed our temple nor blasphemed our goddess. All right. Now, look, the city clerk is a non-believer. Can we just get that on the record? On the record. But that doesn't mean the city clerk doesn't say something wise every now and then. Can I tell you something? Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now or then. Hey, guess what? A broken clock? Twice a day, it's right. Get that? So there's this block. It's apparently like 4 feet by 6 feet, whatever. And it fell from heaven. Sure it did. Anyway, it fell from heaven, and it's their idol, and everybody's like, you know, just by the way, just watch that for the future and prophecy. Nothing would really bring the earth united than a Martian coming down, right? Just think about that. Anyway, the guy at the city clerk's like, undeniable. It's undeniable that this happened. None of those people saw it. None of those people have engaged with it. None of those people understand it. And believe me, people that believe in lies believe in those lies as much as we as people believe in the truth. They have the same passion. It's just that one prevails and exists forever and one does not. But this is what the city clerk said that is good advice for you and good advice for me. You ought to be calm and not do anything rash. You know what? That's good advice. I don't like the city clerk. I think the city clerk is deceived. He believes in Artemis and her image. He believes that she's a goddess. He believes this, that, whatever. I don't care. I don't believe it. I think that's dumb. But that's good advice. Be calm and don't do anything rash. Which everybody will acknowledge has a lot to do with how we respond or react to whatever we encounter. When somebody cuts me off on the road and I'm in a good mood, I'm much more calm and I don't do anything rash. I used to have one of those little things on the top of my dashboard that when somebody would cut me off, you push the button and it made the sound of machine guns. Because that was how away you took out your frustration. Guess what? That's wrong. Got to be calm. Got to relax. There's no way that somebody, you know, that gets in front of you is going to ultimately alter your course of life that God has set up for you. So take a deep breath. There's no news. That's why in Psalm 112, verse 7, it says, "I am not afraid of bad news, for I trust the Lord." We get bad news and there's a handle and we're flying off it, right? I mean, we're just jumping off it. Be calm. Don't do anything rash. That's good advice for home, for work, for internet connections and social interactions, any social media. Be calm. Be calm. Driving, living, and anything else that you do. If you take a deep breath before you do anything, you'll be much more pleased with your Christian walk than if you don't. And all that's saying is take a step. Take a moment. If you can't count to one, that's a whole nother issue. You should be able to count to 3 or 10. If you can't count to one, time to go to prayer. Get that taken care of. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
DRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
Today in this country, we don't often see farmers plowing their fields using animals for power, horses or oxen. But in Jesus' day, it was common. And Jesus used the image of the plowman to make an important spiritual point. He said, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." To keep his furrow straight, the plowman is always looking forward, so the present furrow is right next to the previous one. And Jesus was saying, don't doubt your commitment to follow me. Don't look back. Don't be indecisive. Keep looking ahead. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's reasons to stay focused on Christ on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be on the show. He's not going to be on this week, but he will most likely be on next week as we wind the show down. I have no idea what we're doing for the last week. I mean, we might play a couple of clips that are some of my faves. I can tell you right now, the Christmas tree is getting played for sure. You haven't heard that. So that's talk about entertaining. That was my life back then. Here we go. Back to Whitefields Ministries and Steve Wheeler and Coral, his wonderful wife. Whitefields.org is their website. They are a ministry committed to taking the gospel to the farthest places on the earth. They're committed to helping rural pastors get a seminary-level education. That's not an easy education. They're also committed to financially and inspirationally supporting those rural pastors. Pastors that are so disconnected that to get there to the where they are could be a day or two journey by walk because you can't drive. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. And I would encourage you to go to whitefields.org just to read some of the testimonies and see some of the videos. Very moving. One is very, it's not depressing, but it's very realistic. You're like going, yikes. It's kind of like, wow. And then other of them, you get to see the roof and people collecting water and drinking clean water because that's another thing they do. It's just cool. We encourage you at least to pray for Steve so he can get direction. That's what he'll ask you every time. First and foremost, please pray for us. Okay. In our society today, Christians are being encouraged to shut up. Not by other Christians. Well, they might claim that they're Christians, but they're not Christians. I'm just being honest. So there's this attitude, you know, you see those little bumper stickers that say coexist, right? Well, that's cute because I'm one of those things there that the people have right there. Their whole premise is to kill everybody else that's not like them. So that coexist is, I'd like you to see drive that right into the middle of ISIS and tell me how that goes. So anyway, beyond all that stuff, the question really is, why don't Christians just be quiet? And in fact, the world will tell you, by the way, well, you should just witness by how you live and not by what you say. Well, it's cute, but Jesus never did that. John the Baptist never did that. Paul never did that. Peter never did that. Timothy never did that. Titus never did that. Any of the 12 apostles, they never did that. No prophet in the Old Testament ever did that. They were prophets. They spoke. Get it? Ezekiel had more drama. But these are prophets. They speak. Well, why not just stay silent? Why not just be quiet? Let your life be the only message people ever see. I know there are great men in God and great women of God who've said that. They're wrong. You can say somebody of great essence like that is wrong? Yes, I can say that because you can have the most wonderful, perfect example of life, and if you don't say the word Jesus, they're never going to know. It's like ridiculous. What are they going to do? Just on their deathbed? Hey, come here. Your whole life, you've been the best message, and I just want to say thank you. Hey, guess what? They didn't get saved. Brilliant. What's the problem with that? Everything. So why not just be silent? I'll tell you why. You won't believe where this is coming out of. Numbers chapter 30, verses 10 through 14. If a married woman makes a vow or promise to abstain from something, she must do everything that she has vowed or promised unless her husband raises an objection when he hears about it. But if her husband forbids her to fulfill the vow when he hears about it, she is not required to keep it. The Lord will forgive her. Because her husband prevented her from keeping the vow. Got it? Her husband has the right to affirm or to annul any vow or promise that she has made. But if the day after he hears the vow and he has raised no objection, she must do everything that she has vowed or promised. He has affirmed the vow by not objecting. Did you hear that? He has affirmed the vow by not objecting. Let's deal with the first things first so that we can take care of the misogynist, crazy people out there. Husbands had direct guidance rights in the Old Testament, and that is true in the New Testament. Now, any husband worth his salt knows to make these decisions wisely and carefully, and it's not 80-20, and it's not really even 50-51-49. It's 50.001 and 49.0999. I mean, it's pretty tight. But the husband is the protector, provider, and guider. There is no, you know, I'm not going to apologize for that. If my wife and I sit down and she has something to say, I'll know it's from the Lord because she doesn't often have a direction to go. It's like, wow, she's saying something. This must be important. Otherwise, believe me, I got plenty to say. This portion also connected to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. If you were trying to figure out why that sounded so familiar, it's directly connected to the New Testament. And I want to talk about that in a second. But listen, the wife makes a vow, right? The scripture says if she makes a vow, she's held to it, except if her husband says, no, 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 can't do that. Well, we're going to give every dollar to the temple. The husband goes, no, 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 we're not. We're not doing that. We're going to give 50% of everything we make to the temple. He's like, no, 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 we're not doing that. No, that's not happening. But if she goes, we're going to give 10% of everything we have to the temple, and he doesn't say anything, the vow is in cement. In other words, if you don't object, it's affirmed. Let me explain to you why Christians can't afford to be silent. Because silence in the law is consent. And if the husband, in this case, does not object, he affirms what's being declared by not objecting. And Christians, when they don't object to non-truths, to lies, to deceptions of different religions, when they don't object, they're affirming. Now, you can say whatever you want to say. In our legal system, when you are asked a question by an attorney and the person gives no answer, the assumption is consent. And when you don't say anything, when a false religion proclaims its teachings and its lies, and you're silent, by your silence, your lack of objection, you're consenting and affirming. That's why you can't be quiet. Well, here's why we can't be quiet, because we have the truth, and that person's promoting a lie. And how will that go with God when the Lord goes, well, you were right there and you had the truth and didn't share it? How was anybody supposed to hear if you didn't share it? And I want you to really get that, because I'm so sick of that. Who cares what the media thinks? Who do you care? I find it ultimately this is the most ironic thing about the media, all media, including conservative media. Ready? They will sit there and go, oh, my goodness. The New York Times said this, and then they just, like, mock them, right? And they just, okay, which of that part? Okay, I got it. But then in the next day, there'll be a story, and you know what they'll say? This happened over here. Even the New York Times confirmed it. And it's like the one day they're mocking them, the next day they're using them as a source. It's like that is not how that stuff's supposed to go. You are not supposed to use liars as your source one day or another. But the idea is not to be silent. I'm not telling you to get up in the middle of a park and grab a megaphone and shout and ruin everybody's lunch. I'm saying when you say nothing, you consent to whatever's being said. When you are silent, you are affirming. The scripture says he has affirmed the vow by not objecting. So when you hear something and it's wrong, you ought to object. You got to go, You know, in a court of law, what happens is somebody says something on one side and then the guy goes, I object, right? And then what happens is the judge has to hear what the objection is and rules on the objection, right? But if that guy doesn't say anything, whatever that person has said is entered into the court logs. That's what you got to know. You got to object if it's not the truth. I'm not talking about Christians fighting with other Christians. There's different theological positions. But I'm talking about when somebody is proclaiming a false Messiah, a false religion, just do what feels good in yourself. That's the right philosophy. You can be your own God. When you don't say anything, you're giving consent to that lie. That's why you don't stay silent. That's why you're not in a position of silence. That's why God calling you prophets, you're not allowed to be silent. And that's why coexist exists only as we can engage in conversation, but it doesn't mean be silent like somebody who's dead, okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you like to see your ideas make a difference in the business world around you? Do you exhibit leadership, initiative, and innovation? Are you ready for a position that supports, mentors, and trains you even further? If this describes you, then we want to hear from you. We're Salem Media Group, and we're looking for serious individuals like you. If you're merely looking for a job, don't call. But if you're looking to build a career in the exploding arena of media and digital, a career that will reward you with excellent base pay, top-tier commissions, healthcare, vacations, and numerous other benefits, then we'd like to hear from you. Your deep understanding of the entire sales process, start to finish, and a good understanding of integrated multi-platform media, digital, and radio could qualify you to join our team of successful mobile, digital, and broadcast sellers here at Salem Media Group. Your ideas and passion can make a difference. Call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. Success lives at Salem Media Group.
An equal opportunity employer.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Some people want to know why. Dave, you seem angry. Are you angry? Well, yeah. Could you believe how the Lions played? It was terrible. But I'm not angry about what I'm talking about. I'm just really disappointed that they can't play football. Let's see. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is one of the best ways to go about that. You are welcome to call and leave a message on my machine, although we screen everything and send it to the FBI if there's a problem. I'm kidding. It's a joke. People go, that's a lie. Nope, it's a joke. There's a difference. Maybe it's not funny, but there is a difference. Don't forget KPRZ app. It's free. You can listen to the show on your phone. So if you're used to listening to it on your computer, you can do that. But if you have a smart TV, you can get the app. If you have a phone, you can get the app. It's free, which is a great price. Now we're going to close this particular hour with a Facebook post called A Little Longer. A Little Longer. And here's the opening line of the Facebook post. Ready? Sometimes we just need to hold on. I am not the big fan that most of you are in amusement parks. I like Disneyland sometimes, not often, but roller coasters and me have not been the best friends, primarily because when I was younger, I was traumatized by my family, most specifically by my sister, at Cedar Point on the Blue Streak when they threw me in there. I had never been on a roller coaster, and they said, "Watch this!" And then nobody told me that I should scream, yell, or enjoy it, and I was just holding on for dear life, and that was my introduction to roller coasters. Now, since then, of course, I have ridden many roller coasters, and I really like the Star Warsy one that they changed from Space Mountain to the Star Warsy thing. That's kind of cool. That's actually my fave. But you sometimes, when you don't know what you're doing, even when you're 9 years old, 8 years old, or in my case, 6 years old, you have to hang on. Well, sometimes, man, you and I and our fave, we just got to hold on. You're thinking, it's never going to change. It's always going to be like this. It's like, it is going to change, and it's not always going to be like this. And let me tell you, even if it's been 20 years, it doesn't matter. God can bring a miracle in a moment. And sometimes you just got to hold on. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 4. But you who have remained faithful to the Lord your God are all alive today. Do you know what that means in the Hebrew? Remain faithful literally means have held on. That's what the Hebrew translation is. Those of you who have held on to the Lord your God are alive today. That is what you and I need to do. It's not a super spiritual message. It's just something we know, that at some point you've done a lot, you've done maybe all you can do. I think that's probably really valid, that you've done all that you can do and you just have given it your all. There's nothing, there's no nobody that can say you didn't give it your all. No person can say, you know, the Lord knows. Maybe you gave it your all and you've done everything you could do. All right, you're done. Now you got to hold on. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. I love this because of how it says it. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, verse 14, stand therefore. Sometimes you just got to stand there. It's not pretty. You might not think it's spiritual. It is spiritual, but you might not think it's spiritual. But sometimes you just got to stand there. And you just got to get through it. And you just got to go through it. It's almost like when you're, I hate to say it, but it's like almost like when you're working out or when you're dieting. Sometimes you just got to get, you just got to do it. You just got to stand there, get through it. You know, it's like there's this attitude of cut and run. And cut and run, I think, works in certain circumstances, depending on what it is. But look, when it comes to you and God, you just got to hold on. You can't force God to act. You can't become desperate enough. You can't act spiritually wounded enough where God is like, oh, I didn't know you were so hurt. I mean, that's not going to happen. Okay? That doesn't happen. Or otherwise, he's not omniscient. And if he's not omniscient, then he's not God. And then we got a whole separate problem. Here's what you got to do. You just got to hold on. You got to remain faithful. If you have to keep doing what you're doing for another whatever, just do it. No excuse, no anything. I do admire my son in one particular way. He's got this little attitude about him that when he, you know, he holds on to his decisions strongly. Now, that could be a real benefit, and that could be a real disadvantage. He had, I think it was a pretty interesting benefit when he decided to get a bulldog, since bulldogs are so stubborn in their nature. And if you say, no, they're not, it's just how you train them. Ridiculous. Bulldogs are stubborn. I know. I've spent half of that bulldog's life raising that bulldog in my house. Here's the other part about it. He made this determination that he was going to name Carter Bear Carter Bear. That was the name he wanted to come up with. And everybody said, no, you're not going to do that. he went online and he made a poll and he said, how many people think that Carter Bear is a cool name? Did it worldwide? And all these people responded and he won that argument. He was like, no, I'm even more affirmed. Sometimes you just gotta stand there and be committed to the position you've taken. In our case, it's remaining faithful to the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.